A Voorhees, New Jersey boy has become a global sensation for his appearance in an Iron Man comic book. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the five-year-old uses the superhero as inspiration as he lives with hemophilia.
Iron Man is a superhero whose power comes from a high-tech suit of armor. What powers the armor is an arc reactor that's a fictional nuclear energy source embedded inside the chest of the wearer, Tony Stark. In the movie, Stark is played by Robert Downey Jr., and here he asks Pepper Potts, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, to remove the arc reactor from his chest.
Is it safe?
Yeah, it should be fine. It's like Operation. You just don't let it touch the socket wall.
What do you mean Operation?
It's just a game. Never mind.
It's not unlike the port inside Max Levy. He's a five-year-old with hemophilia, and he needs that port to take medicine because his veins cannot receive an intravenous injection.
How do you explain to a four-year-old kid that he's going to need a port in his chest?
That's Max's dad, Dan Levy.
We had just seen the movie, and I said, hey, remember that scene that you thought was pretty gross where Tony Stark takes the arc reactor out of his chest and replaces it? He's like, oh, yeah. I said, you're going to get one of those. And he was so excited. He just was like, I get to be Iron Man.
The operation happened about a year and a half ago, and Max is doing fine. He plays with his older sister, Zoe, with Iron Man and Captain America action figures.
He is American, and he has this awesome shield as a star. And the reason I like Tony Stark is because...
Word of Max's enthusiasm for Iron Man got back to Marvel Comics, who creates Iron Man, and they decided to write Max into the story. In issue number 4, Tony Stark visits a children's hospital, and Max gives Stark some lip. Since then, the story of Max has caught fire. He's appeared on news outlets not just across the country, but in Canada, Ecuador, Australia. His father, Dan, lost track of how many interviews they've done.
If you're going to have your 15 minutes, I'm so happy it's about my kid who can spread information about hemophilia and, you know, what you can do to not only help with funding and research and this, but just if you have it, don't be defined by what you can't do. Be defined by who you are. And for him, he's a superhero now.
Dan says his son will likely have the port in his chest for at least 2 more years. By then, he hopes his veins will be strong and large enough to take medicine by needle. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.